Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're so grateful to have available to us our good friend Joel Barker, a great futurist, someone that I've looked to for a long time to get my bearings on the future. And his work is really important, folks. And I encourage you to follow him at joelbarker.com and see all the things he's doing there, the writing. You can find his books there. Your films are at starthrower.com, aren't they?
Starthrower.com, that's right. And by the way, if they want more of the kind of stuff we talk about, they can go to the short look at the long view at my website, joelbarker.com. And they'll get more of this stuff.
So check that out, folks.
Yep.
Yeah, you'll be glad you did. Hey, Joel, one of the things that we're doing a lot of these days is helping the kids learn how to be... to understand coding, the computer coding, there's a Minecraft, they call it Minecraft, program that my kids have become part of, but you've got some news on some new stuff in that area.
I do, and it's so sweet, but this is one of these sleeper important things. Fisher Price has come out with a thing called the Codapillar. It looks like a caterpillar. But each segment is an algorithm. And so the kids, and this is for age 3 to 8, so think about a 3-year-old, you click in the segments. Each segment has a set of instructions. And then they follow the instructions in the sequence that you connect them. And so the caterpillar will go over here or turn around in a circle or it'll lift its head up or it'll stop and start and stop all by your instructions. So the little kids can say, okay, I'm going to make my caterpillar do this, and another one can say, I'm going to make mine do this, and what we're teaching them is the basic theory of coding, which if you think about it, it's a new language. It's a language you and I don't speak very well, but these kids are going to be brought up on it as a second language, and the caterpillar, I predict, will be like the Xbox. We will see it used in a whole bunch of ways that nobody has thought about right now. Because it has that potential. By the way, it also, if you think about each one of those segments as an app, the likelihood of selling apps into the caterpillar are extraordinary. It will be a whole new business for little kids to give them a segment that does something really interesting. So we have a cottage industry here.
I can see the educational and productivity benefits of this for this next generation of humans, in the world that they're going to go into. I can see how it could be so beneficial from an education, from a career standpoint, from a development standpoint. But here's another thing I was thinking about, Joe. You know how so many people are wringing their hands about the intelligent technology, right?
Artificial intelligence.
AI is what I meant to say. Okay, yep. So that assumes, if you're worried about AI, it assumes that the machine has an advantage over you. Well, if we raise up generations of people who know how the machines work, they can just stick their finger in the back of the machine and unplug it. They know how to do that. You see what
Literally,
I mean?
Maybe unplug it and reprogram it.
So maybe this is the beginning of us not worrying about AI.
I think even I'd say stronger, this is the beginning of our children having the language automatically. I mean, that they're just completely familiar with, so they're not afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole different thing. Whole different thing. Yeah, so let's give Fisher Price kudos and applause for what they're doing here.
Is this product available now?
Yes, yeah, it's available.
So I've got a 6-year-old grandson. I could buy it for him right now.
You should be able to code, CODE, a pillar.
Code a pillar.
Code a pillar. Fisher Price.
So check that out, folks.
Yeah.
Joel, I've only got about 20 seconds. You want to give us a real quick tour on the new diamonds?
Yeah, just to say, carbon shows up again. You know, we've had graphene. We were talking about that. We now have a new thing called Q-carbon. We can now make diamond materials at room temperature, at ambient pressure. That is a revolution.
We all know diamonds were made from pressure and heat over millions of years. These are commercial diamonds, right? Industrial diamonds.
These are industrial diamonds, and we make them almost instantaneously using a standard laser and a simple process.
Lower the cost of production.
Oh, man, it's going to change everything.
JoelBarker.com. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.